Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, thank you. Yeah, just throw it. I knew you weren't going to do it, and still it scared me. Jeff, we'll get back to you.
Okay.
How's everybody? Pretty good? Pretty good then? Okay. Well, you know, I didn't have enough time to go through the cards, so I'm just going to do them as they occur. We'll let the cards fall where they may.
Oh, boy.
All right? Okay. So then we start with James Lenicky. How close is that?
Okay.
Pretty close? How would you say it?
Well.
Okay. Well, there's more to this story than meets the eye. You can tell by that well. It means that there's...
I don't hear that well no more.
You don't hear that well no more?
No.
Okay, I don't talk that well no more, so... What?
Okay. Jim's mother would pronounce it Uhlenhack, and Jim's dad would say Uhlenhake. So even within the family, they couldn't decide.
And some say what the heck, probably, when they're gone, right? You get a lot...
That's all they say is you.
Yeah, okay. How are you?
Just fine.
How's the life out there in Salem?
Very well now that I'm retired.
Yeah. And you retired from?
Agricultural service technician. I worked on the big tractors and combines.
Big tractors and combines, not while they were running, I hope.
Occasionally, yes, but I still got all my fingers.
That's good. Yes, it's in the year.
He worked at the dealership 47 years.
47 years?
Yes. For the same company, for a John Deere dealer in Salem.
Yeah. You say nothing runs like a deer, but you're why, huh?
I keep making them run.
Yeah, that's very cool. And your question is, for me, is what?
Do you work on your own equipment that you use on your lawn?
Lawn equipment?
Lawn equipment, such as...
What's included in lawn equipment? What?
Rotor tiller, lawn mower, leaf blower, you name it, whatever.
Rotor tiller?
Well, my lawn equipment.
You got a rotor
tiller? I keep meaning to get around to having lawn equipment, but I really don't have much of a lawn. It doesn't seem worth the investment in a, you know.
Yes, it is an investment nowadays.
I'm not going to disc it or anything, and I'm not going to plow it, and I'm not going to. Not going to hoe it or whatever else you do, roto-hoe it.
Well, with the snow, you have to remove that, don't you?
No, it melts.
Not always.
I thought you were from around here. You know, it melts eventually.
It does melt if you wait long enough.
Yeah, okay. And so, I mean, do you own a John Deere now? I mean, do you sit at home and just work on your own?
Yes, I do work on my own.
Yeah.
And occasionally some of the other ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Even the other color some days. You know, the red ones or the yellow ones or...
Ethnically diverse. Thank you very much. Okay. You know, for all his years of service, what do we have for James?
How about 9 Hallmarks of Highly Incompetent Losers by Pat Reeder with a foreword of Mike Huckabee from Comedy Wire Publishing.
No, you don't
like that one.
No,
okay.
Give him some booze.
Booze. Okay.
You could use a bottle of something.
Perfect.
47 years.
How about 2 bottles, Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé, masterful wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
Yeah, occasional taste of wine.
What?
Occasional taste of wine.
Oh, yes. We indulge, yes.
Okay, good. That'll work out good. Nice to meet you. Pleasure. All right. Chuck Sable comes up next in the pack here. He's from Oconomowoc. He works for, is it Kalmbach?
Yes.
Publishing in Waukesha. They mail hobby publications all over the world.
Yes, they do.
Is that correct, Chuck? Did I say anything wrong there? You can correct me now. Let's go into this because I can go right from tractors to hobby publishing. I am so diverse. I just amaze myself sometimes. And I know something about everything I'm talking about. So can I get you to stand up here, Chuck? And
sure.
If you wouldn't mind, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. Are you still doing this, Kalmbach Publishing?
Yes.
What are some of the titles we have that are going out?
Model Railroader, Trains, Bead Style, Bead and Button. Our biggest publication is Discover Magazine, has about 700,000 subscribers.
Whoa. What was the Bead and Button one, was it?
They have a show in Milwaukee in June that teaches people how to make jewelry. Uh-huh. And probably
the beaten button?
Bead and button.
Oh, bead and button.
Bead and button, yes. Okay. And
bead and button.
Yeah, our second biggest publication is Model Railroader Magazine that has a subscriber base of about 140,000. And our most famous subscriber is Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart subscribes to Model Railroading.
Yes, he has a layout in the third floor mansion of his house in Hollywood that is 24 feet wide and 135 feet long. And when he goes out on the road in gigs, he sets up in a hotel and makes buildings for his train set when he's not gigging.
Well, where else, but what do you know? And with Chuck Sable in the audience, holy cow. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.
Chuck Sable. How do you like that? Do you actually have a hobby yourself?
Yes, I play with trains, too.
Oh, you're a train guy. Okay, okay. I figured, I took you for one. What?
We need to know the answer to the question.
What question?
Where did you get the donuts?
Where did I get the donuts? Now, there's a fascinating topic for national release. What?
No, I didn't. I'm with her.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about it some other time. I want to end on his Rod Stewart story. Where do I get the donuts? What? Where? Where do you get the donuts, and do you have any hobbies? Okay. I don't know where the donuts come from. They just appear here each week, and somebody cuts them in half and gets fingerprints all over the chocolate ones. But I eat them anyway. And no, I have no hobby. I got to get a hobby, though, pretty soon, with retirement looming, you know, sometime in the future. It's got to happen. I'm thinking of Civil War miniatures. Do you have that magazine?
No, but we could probably refer you to somebody that does.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because it seems like the dumbest hobby you could possibly have. Painting Civil War miniatures. Like they wouldn't be painted already by now, you know. Who your set decorator creates? Who creates your set decorator? Oh, that's Emily.
I know.
Huh? Oh, that's Emily. Okay, we already got you guys. I'm going to do that again. Our set is just everything we've collected over the years that no one has actually taken back. And so that's the map, of course, the applause sign. Sarah's new. And the emu. I don't know where that came from. We got the little Janesville wagon.
No one would take me back.
No. John got that piano. That's just rented, though. And the Naugahyde chairs, that came from a thing I did one time on TV. I wanted to look like I was at a restaurant, so I made them buy these Naugahyde. They're kind of like,
From a diner.
From a diner, yeah, whatever, okay. But there you have it. Meanwhile, Connie Girard, soft G. Connie Girard? Oh, how was a soft G in Girard? A domestic engineer, volunteer for Flint Creek Wildlife Rehab all around, Jill of all trades, master of none. Page two. Where do you buy your donuts? What is it? It's so disappointing. Is that all you want to know from me? Where I buy my donuts? I don't buy them, number one. They just sort of here.
The donut barn.
Where is Soft G? Connie Soft G Girard. Okay, here, I'll just come down here and I'll get you from this aisle. Because that's, I know every trick in the book here. How are you doing? Pretty good? Oh, that's good. Thanks. Good. Hey, come on, Connie, soft G. How do you say Girard with a soft G?
Girard is like giraffe. That's what I tell people, so they know not to go Girard.
Well, who says Girard?
People do on the phone all the time.
They do?
Yes.
Well, they call me Seldom. Michael, I say, what's your name? Michael Feldman. They say Seldon. Or Seldom. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Seldom, it's true, but it's Feldman is the name. And did you have a question? Because I didn't get to it.
It was the donuts. Oh. I didn't even eat one, but I was just salivating. Yeah. I'm like a baked goods addict.
So you're in wildlife rehabilitation.
I volunteer for, Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation. Yeah. And
what do you do for the animals?
We do rescue and recovery during migration downtown Chicago. I'm from Chicago. And we go out early in the morning, the wee hours, you know, like when the migratory birds come through in the spring and the fall, and we rescue and recover and help them with their travels further north or further south, whatever they're doing.
Any birds, any rodents, or is it all birds? Or
I see some rodents when I am walking around at night in the dark with my flashlight. And they're more, you know, common, I see, you know, but they don't come at me, you know, I don't care.
No, that's a nice attitude. They don't come at you, so you don't care.
That's for you.
Oh, you got me a little card here.
A little
Valentine. Oh, thank you. Holy Valentine. Thank you. Oh. Thank you, Connie. Connie Girard. Yeah. Thank you so much. I got a Valentine. Okay. That's good. That ends my dry streak several decades now. Without a Valentine, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. And going through education all those years, does it pay off? Eh. Now, the What Do You Know quiz, it will pay off for someone, but first we've got to know who can and cannot. Oh, yes, you're up. Yes, participate in the quiz. We have...
Kay Guberud.
Kay, and you from around here, Kay?
Yes, Janesville.
From Janesville. So I'll give you this microphone. Get out of your way.
Thank you. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, is just me, or are all these asteroids getting closer? Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Nice job. Oh, you can keep that.
Thank you.
You had nuance. Nuance. A lot of them don't have nuance. You had nuance. I love it when they have nuance. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz that you've heard so much about now. And okay, it's certainly not as popular as you would expect it would be with all the... All right, well, this gentleman here kind of reluctantly raised an arm. And, oh, I think she might have shoved it up for you there.
I had a little help.
Yeah. A little elbow push there, I saw. And you are?
I'm David Hall,
H-A-L. Use the David, that's okay.
That's fine. That's
for tax purposes, just the David.
That's right.
And are you from around here, David, or?
Exotic Poinette, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, Poinette. That's how could I forget so soon? And David, you got to give me one good reason that you should play this quiz.
My 15 minutes of fame clock is on 14:59, and I want to go out with a bang.
That's it. Okay, you only get 1 second airtime, though. Come on up here, David Hewitt. Have a seat right there. I'm the dog guy. It's kind of Howard Johnson, this dog guy, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Yeah. It's a little worn there, but the duct tape is holding up good on it. That's the main thing about these things. So what the line or field or occupation might you be in, David?
Rural mail carrier.
Are you? Let's hear it for the rural mail carriers.
It's Saturday.
Our single biggest core of listeners is the rural
mail
carriers. So I want to thank you and all the guys and all the gals and out there delivering that mail in your own vehicles, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the thing that gets me, though. Can't they at least spring for a little truck for you? Or?
Depends on your route, and I'm not the lucky one to get one of those.
No. So
I got to learn how to change brakes.
Yeah. Well, I got a guy here who does tractors. He can do anything you want on one of those things. But they give you mileage and stuff, don't they?
Some.
Some mileage? They pay your gas?
Yeah, we guess.
They pay your gas? And
no.
They don't pay your gas?
They don't pay your gas.
You mean they're out there, you're out in the, getting stuck, and you're going off the road in the bad weather? And you're
they don't pay your towing bill either.
Wow.
But I'm getting Saturdays off pretty
soon.
Yeah,
what do you think? What do you think about that?
It's really going to affect a lot of the sub carriers. But
a sub carrier is
a lesser carrier. I shouldn't have said that. You know, who takes over when we're not there.
I see. The guys who fill in and stuff.
Right.
Okay. But for you, it's okay? What would you do with a weekend if you had one? Well, this is Saturday.
Going to find out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying it out today.
Are you working
and see
today?
How it goes.
Did you just stop in here while you're...
Yeah, I just happened to be driving by.
That's cool. So now, where is your rural route?
Arlington, Wisconsin.
Arlington, okay. So about this time of the day, morning, in Arlington, where would you be?
Probably loading my vehicle.
Just loading the vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you feel kind of odd that you're not loading your vehicle?
Feels kind of good.
David, great to have you here. Someone out there will play along with you. I don't have a screen here. That's going to be somewhat of a problem to find out if we actually do have people calling in. But I am a psychic. I've been watching the Long Island Psychic, and it's really starting to sink in on me. And so that'll be good. But how does someone get on, to, Sarah, to play along with David?
If people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
This is supposed to be what's on the screen here. Line 1, 2, 3, 4, and where they're from and everything. But this is subject to change, isn't it? Are you going to keep running up here with these? We need a mail carrier here, basically. So we need. All right.
I don't see a stamp on that thing.
Well, that's true. No, I think I had one. One thing, though, now, I have the same carrier, for years now, same guy. He's not very talkative, this one. Last guy was a little more talkative. He still gets the gloves at Christmas. I get a pair of gloves at Christmas.
That's nice.
From the Feldman's. Very nice. It's my wife does that. I wouldn't have thought of it myself. Anyhow, but I'm saying, all right, so a package comes, a UPS package, right? And they leave you the note saying, your package came, you weren't here, but you can sign for it. Now, how long does this guy have to know me to know that I want, just leave the package, I would sign an affidavit or something, leave it on the door if he wants, saying that but you can't do it, right? Because
you said UPS, that's not the same.
No, not UPS, I mean the Postal Service.
Some has to have a signature, so you can't just leave it.
Yeah, but you can sign that saying leave it.
Yeah, that's not exactly right anymore.
Oh, okay. That's why I brought it up then, because he does that.
The rules have changed.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I forget I said anything.
No problem.
Okay. Some out there, well, here's the question. I got it right here. Okay. Bob Barker, the United Methodist Church, and the Kansas City Chiefs, among others, are on somebody's hate list. And we want to know who that might be. Give us a call here. What is that number again?
The number is 1-800-942-5669.
Enemies list, I guess is technically what it is. Bob Barker, United Methodist Church, Kansas City Chiefs. Danny DeVito, he's on there too. On somebody's list. Let's go to, let's see, what does it say on this page? This form is not proper. I cannot use it. Let's go to this one here that's blinking. Hi, who's this?
This is Kelly Holwell.
Kelly?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm just dandy today. How are you?
Good. Where are you, Kelly?
I'm in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Oh, how nice for you.
The weather's nice here today.
Is it? So you didn't get that big storm that came through, that so-called Nemo, huh? Didn't come through that?
No. I heard about that. It sounded a lot like a fish.
I thought so too. All right, Kelly, Bob Barker, United Methodist Church, Kansas City Chiefs, and Danny DeVito, among others, are on somebody's enemies list. Do you know who that would be?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm thinking, though.
Okay, you can think.
I'm thinking Hillary Clinton.
Okay, Kelly, back to whatever you were doing. But nice talking to you, though.
Thanks for having me.
All right, bye. Is this Lori?
It is Lori.
From Columbus?
From Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, I got it right here. You filled in your form properly, so I got you right there. Columbus, Ohio, yeah. And did you get the weather there in Columbus, Lori?
We did not. It's beautiful. It's sunny. It's a nice day here.
It is. So you didn't, no storm, no Nemo?
No storm, no. Although my sister is in Nantucket, and so I've been getting updates from her.
Oh, I bet.
She's getting socked.
Yeah, so it must have hooked around there before it got, maybe hooked around Indiana.
It went north of us,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So we're all good.
Okay, well, that's good. Lori, did you hear the question?
I did hear the question.
Yeah.
Where did I put that? I have a guess. I do not know for sure, but I'm going to guess the NRA.
You're right, Lori. You nailed that one. Yes, they're on the enemies list.
Okay.
And Bob Barker sleeps with a .38 under his pillow. It's really unfair, but he did a He just didn't want him to use pigeons, live pigeons, in skeet shooting. He thought that was going a little far. You know, they fire them up like skeet, and they shoot it.
Oh, Bob Barker.
I don't know, That's with him. Lori, this is David. He's your partner here in crime.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, David.
To work as a team, okay?
Okay.
And we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. And they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Lori, you pick the first one. What would you like?
How about things you learned in school?
Things you should have learned in
school.
Yeah. Okay. What is vague booking?
What is vague booking?
Vague booking. It's a type of Facebooking. It's called vague booking. Well, I guess if you were in school, you'd probably know this.
I should know this.
Yeah.
David?
Vague booking.
What kind of school are we talking about here?
That's about every school anywhere, I guess, now. They're vague all on booking. Facebook, you know. But there's a practice. It has something to do with your status. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, so you're not vague putting booking. Not putting on that you're in a relationship or something like that? That'd be vague, I guess.
Or your updates,
no,
whatever that's called.
I don't think it's that. Something where you're just not saying anything. Like where you're saying,
you mean you're being
well,
vague? You're being vague?
Well, exactly. Kind of like I am right now.
Can we accept that, John?
Yeah, I think we can accept that, sure.
Well, John says we can accept that. Vague booking, yes. You're not, I guess, I think it's a tactic. I'm not sure. Anyone do, you know, your status updates are so vague, friends have to ask for more details. So it encourages people to.
You have to be careful. You don't want people to know when you're out of town or, I don't know.
What? Come on, you Facebook, right?
I do.
I know you do.
But I'm not the person who says, oh, I'm in Florida right now. Please go rob my house.
Yeah, that's a little too much information. Okay, so that would be...
That would be one right and no wrong.
Okay, good. That's a good start. What's left there,
Sarah? Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends?
David?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, okay. So are you Wisconsin born and bred, David?
Sure am.
Where'd you grow up?
Poinsett, Wisconsin.
Did you ever get out of Point Inn at all, or you just pretty much drive
around? I moved to Portage for like 6 months, and then came back home.
Didn't like it. Didn't care for Portage?
No, it's just too far north. Yeah.
It's no Point Inn, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it does end with a French ending, though. Age and et.
Yes, it does.
If you think about it. A percentage of pets who will get a Valentine this year.
Percentage. Get a
Valentine. Yeah, people who say their pets will receive a Valentine this year. Is it 45%, 57%, or 75% of pets who will receive some sort of Valentine, even if it's sloppy kisses? Don't kiss a puggle is my advice to you, because you don't know where they've been.
I don't know, David, 57?
They all seem too high to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to take, the lowest one?
I would think the lowest. Yeah.
Maybe the lowest. 45%
seems enough, right?
Seems way more than enough.
Okay, yeah, that's good. You got it. 45%. A nice deer antler chew. But no homemade treats. Pets hate them. You know, so I make a treat for you. They hate them. Hate homemade
treats. Some of them get mail, though.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah.
You've delivered Valentine's?
I don't know Valentine's, but letters to... Dogs.
And do you deliver them in good conscience?
Sure.
You have to.
Yeah, I have to. If it's addressed correctly.
Who on your route? Who on your route?
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
Right, the dog's name, who's going to know? Fluffy? Does Fluffy get mail?
How'd you know that's sweet?
Fluffy out there in Arlington?
That's 2 right and 0 wrong.
Okay. Well, who's Fluffy getting mail from, I'm wondering?
National Cat Lovers.
Okay.
The remaining categories.
Yeah, it was 2 right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 2 right, 0
what's
wrong.
What's left there, sir?
Categories left: current events, people, places, or science.
Okay.
How about people?
People. Okay, that's fine with me. Among the dateable females, dateable class of females, the first thing they look for or at in the male, they're meeting a male, they're a dateable young mating female. Ouch! Oh, that hurt. Oh, that exploded in my head. The first thing they look for or at in the mail, is it A, their car, B, their teeth, or C, their behind? First thing, or let's say prime importance, maybe not the first thing.
Car, teeth, or rear end?
Yes, thank you very much for that.
Sorry. If it were me, I would say car.
Okay.
I am no longer a young, dateable female, though.
Not a dateable, mateable, huh? Okay.
Me neither.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm leaning towards teeth, I believe. I mean, we're not teeth. In England, so.
Good point.
That was my second instinct, David, so that's...
He says teeth. Teeth. You want to go with that?
I'm okay with that.
Teeth it is. Teeth. 71% say teeth. A guy's teeth are very important. And then get this, 55% say his grammar is important.
Excellent.
How about that?
I like that.
And 51% say hair. So they're young. They think hair is still important, you know. So they've won, haven't they?
But they have, but they could go on and...
celebrate. Let's celebrate. Do your dance.
Okay.
They could, however, lay it all on the line, answer two more questions, and see if they could win the mother load.
They could. So you want to go on? We're just doing the one question thing yet. You know, we've shifted to the one fur.
Okay.
Because it's a lot more dramatic.
All right, great. Well, they could answer one more question. If they get it right, they could win almost double the prizes.
Double the prizes.
Double
but
the
if they
prizes.
Get it wrong, would they lose everything?
They would, in fact, lose everything.
Okay, there you have it. What do you think, David, Lori?
Lori?
David, I'm here. I'm thinking. It's so much pressure. I'm okay with going on, David.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, they're going on. You got to get this one right. It's for all the marbles. All the marbles.
The categories remaining are current events, places, or science.
Okay. David?
David, your call.
What would you like?
Places.
Places? All right, Russian soldiers can finally stop wearing their Porta Yankees.
Porta Yankees.
Porta Yankees. They've been wearing them for a long time, probably since the Tsar, I would think.
Porta
Yankee.
Russian soldiers, Porta Yankee.
Which, of course, are one of the following. Are they sheepskin helmet liners, cloth foot wraps, or women's panties? That's just the Tsar said to wear them, they wore them. You know, that's the way it was in Imperial Russia. I'm saying if that were the case.
Current events.
All right, would you rather...
No, it might not be any better.
Then I can't use this question again, though. It's such a good one.
Oh.
Porta Yankees, they said the Russian troops no longer have to wear their Porta Yankees, which are Yankees, I suppose. Sheepskin helmet liners, cloth foot wraps, or women's panties.
Well, I think we can eliminate the third one. Or maybe not.
Well, it was Peter the Great who first said you got to wear them, so you never know. You know, Peter.
I'm leaning towards the sheepskin helmet, whatever.
Are you? What are you leaning towards, David?
I'm leaning towards the audience groaning at the answer.
Yeah. Oh, well. See, thank you. I need
which
that.
Would leave what?
That would leave the
cloth
foot wraps, I believe.
Instead of socks, you think Russian troops have been wearing cloth foot wraps all these years, huh?
If they were told to do that, I'm sure.
Peter says wear cloth foot wraps. That's just what you do. Peter the Great, you don't mess with Peter the Great.
Yeah, he wasn't Peter the Average.
Maybe.
No, Peter the Average, you could get away with socks.
But did the women's panties make him great?
We don't know that side of the story. What's it going to be? Need an answer for everything now. Is it sheepskin helmet liners, cloth foot wraps, or women's panties for Russian soldiers? No longer required.
David, what's the audience giving you?
They're giving me foot wraps.
All right. I'm good with that.
That's it. Cloth foot wraps. They're Porta Yankees. You don't need them. Holy cow.
David, while waiting in your ice shanty for the fish to bite, you can pass the time playing a miniaturized version of cribbage. Its handcrafted hardwood case has a trapdoor revealing the deck of cards and playing pins from the Duluth Trading Company.
Nice.
And then read Rhoda Jansen's Does This Church Make Me Look Fat? A Mennonite Finds Faith, Meets Mr. Right, and Solves Her Lady Problems from Grand Central Publishing. Continue with Fat is the New 30 by Sweet Potato Queen Jill Connor Brown from Amazon Publishing, and discover 586 Pounds of Feminine Charm, the story of Ella Mills, the last fat lady of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus by Pat Gran from Behringer Publishing. Lori, you'll start your day with the richly satisfying breakfast blend and continue that Java vibe with Costa Rican Terrazzo, precision roasted in Madison by Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Then combine music and eating with Sharon O'Connor's Cooking with the Blues, new American comfort food recipes and all-American blues featuring the music of the Danny Caron Band with Charles Brown from Music Cooks. Quaff your favorite brew from a fine-looking mug from Michigan Public Television and acquire book learning painlessly with What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Great. Nice work, David.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you for all you do. Lori, hang on. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.